Hanuman is as swift as the wind. His body as hard as a thunderbolt. His heart as soft as a lotus. He is the master of his senses, faultless in the practice of Dharma. He has unparalleled strength and is fearless in battle. He is a shield to protect the innocent. He rains destruction upon the wicked. He can surf the winds and carry mountains and create music to astonish the mind. He is a profound speaker, the foremost of scholars, a reservoir of wisdom. Hanuman is the bringer of all auspiciousness, for he is the perfect servant of Lord Ram. Our story begins long, long ago. It was before long ago, before antiquity, long before ancient times. It was another age, in a time when men and animals could speak to one another. It was a time when Mother Earth gave freely of her riches. The earth was abundant with fruits and vegetables and minerals. It was a time when men lived for thousands of years, a time when people's needs were easily fulfilled. The earth was a pristine world. There was only one problem. In those days, mountains had wings and could fly about. But they were very clumsy. When they landed, they sometimes crushed people and their homes. The people came to live in fear of the mountains. But finally, they had enough of it. They petitioned the sages, and the sages went to the celestial abode of Indra, king of the heavens. When Indra heard the people's plight, he immediately took action. On earth he lined up the mountains wherever he found them, and he cut off their wings with his thunderbolt weapon. But Menaka, a son of Himalaya, wanted so much to keep his wings. As Indra menacingly approached, the mountain took flight. Indra was about to catch hold of him, but Vayu, the wind god, came to the aid of his mountain friend and swept him up. The mountain joyously spread out his wings, and carried by Vayu, he soared across the sky, heading south. When he reached the ocean, he dove to the very bottom. There Menaka remained in hiding for a long, long time.